This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. Get down there where folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer. Bring God's message. We're happy to have you folks with us at this time, whether you're up there in Appalachia or over there on the West Coast in Washington State, or maybe down there in Corpus Christi, Texas, Arizona, wherever you are. We have broadcasts now all over this country, and we'd like to hear from some of you folks. Let's get back to our study. In Hebrews 11, we look in there where Joseph always reminded those folks of the promise. We might say that this was a memorial, a public memorial, and a public testimony of the veracity of God's word. So he died in faith, talking about Joseph, and he died in faith. But let's go back. He said he would not, asked him not to let his bones, leave his bones there. And he said, you're going back to the land of Canaan? When you return, take my bones with you. Bury them there in the land of my father. This was not some superstitious stunt, my friend. No, but Joseph's bones were always an evidence of his dying faith that they would not forever remain in the land of Egypt. One day, the promises of God would be fulfilled, and they'd go back. And the sight of Joseph's bones always reminded them of the promise. We might say that this was a memorial of a public testimony of the veracity of God's word. So he died in faith. And the scriptures plainly tell us, when they got ready to leave, they carried Joseph's bones with them. A long time later on, but Moses said, brethren, go over yonder to that grave, that vault, and take out that old casket and put those bones in a concealed casket. And I want four of you to bear them. And for 40 years, they bore Joseph's bones around with them everywhere they moved. Years of wandering, Joseph's bones were always there. It was like a living testimony that they were going back to the land of Canaan. It was something that had not been fulfilled. And when they got over there, the scripture says, and they buried him by the side of his fathers. Can you, my friend, are you going to leave a dying testimony like that? Oh, but listen. Can you give I often ask you folks, especially if you're interested in getting out the gospel, I ask folks who are coming down maybe to the end of life, maybe not even that. If you have money stashed away somewhere, don't leave it for some ungodly child to spend and splurge on the world, maybe cause him to be outright a heathen. Leave that money to the radio missions broadcast, and we'll put it to work for you. You can just leave it in your will when you die. You know, that's proportion of your money, all of it, goes to the radio mission, and we'll put it to work. Every nickel, every penny that we get here goes to getting out the gospel. Many of you have been here. Folks were here for our fellowship day. We'll be glad to open the book and show you where it goes, show you where it comes from, and show you where it goes. And I mentioned the money that we spend for radio time here once in a while, and somebody said, oh, my. That little old small church you got can support that kind of broadcast? I said, no, we have friends all over America. And now over in Europe, Ireland, England, folks who send money here, and we put it to work for them. So if you want to do that, we'd be glad to do that. Now let me mention this. You can send your tithes and offerings here over your credit card. You just call us. We'll post your credit card there and take your offering out of it. And we have folks here give us their number, say, put this on file every month on the first of the month, run my credit card and take out X dollars and put it, and we'll send you a receipt. So we do that. Now, next we want to go in to the faith of Moses' parents. Isn't that going to be a good study? Oh, if you have your Bibles, open there at Hebrews 11:23 for our study at this time. It's the faith of Moses' parents. Here in the midst of that group of slaves in Egypt was a godly family. I like to fantasize a little bit, don't you? Maybe you don't want to call it that. Maybe just imagine. Just look back. Kind of get a picture of what was going on there in the land of Egypt now. Pharaoh, who knew Joseph, is gone now. And they were living a hard time. They were in the brick kilns of Egypt. They were being, Pharaoh thought he could keep them from multiplying if he put more work on them. But it seemed like it was reversed. But listen, now, remember what he said? Put all the boy babies to death. So let's look. Here in the midst of that group of slaves in Egypt was a godly family who lived by the word of God. And they lived by the word of God. Now, the Holy Spirit gives us an illustration like that all through the Word. A family, one here and one there, to show us how they lived by the Word of God. Are you doing that, my friend? Does your family, your folks, stand out to your neighbors, to folks who know you? They may not say a word, but they know if you're living for the Lord. They do that. And now listen. Now, listen. One here and one there to show us how they live by believing the Lord God of heaven. Now, let's read that verse of Scripture there in Hebrews 11:23. I've asked you several times, if you're interested, go there and read the whole 11th chapter of Hebrews before our next study. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. Oh, my friend, I often say, let's believe God's word. Let's just believe God's word. And I wish we had time to read the first two chapters of Exodus. And I would suggest that you read it before our next lesson. Maybe you get a better picture, especially the first two chapters of Exodus. Read them slowly, maybe over a couple of times. Let's read this verse again. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Now, a few nights ago, I brought a sermon here, a message on the 103rd Psalm. I wish you'd go there and read it. And it says, forget not all of his benefits. And that's, we pass over that. We just kind of skip over that. But then I wish you'd read that whole 103rd Psalm. But let's look at some of his benefits right here. We see one of those benefits right here. He gave Moses' parents, his mother and dad, insight to see that this child was a proper child. The Bible calls him a proper child. They knew that he was a child of destiny. They did. The Lord gave them that insight, if you want to call it that. They didn't see a vision or a dream or nothing like that. They were not afraid. That's another benefit. They weren't afraid of Pharaoh's commandment because they knew. They knew that the commandment said that every boy child was to be born, was to be put to death. Now, he gave them insight to see that. Now, let's look. We want to see especially the faith of this family here in Egypt. That's what we're speaking about in these verses in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We call it the faith chapter. We want to see that faith exemplified here in this family in Egypt. They were in the Egypt. No doubt Moses' father worked in the brick kilns there, making brick. I don't know that the women had to do that or not. God moved through them to preserve his future leader, Moses. Did you know the Bible says all things work together for them that love the Lord and those who are called or the called according to his purpose? The Lord knows the end from the beginning, folks. I get tired of folks not believing that the Lord has ability to know what's going on. The Lord has everything under his fingertips. He has our president right under his fingertip. He has all of those Iranian leaders and the Pakistani leaders and Afghanistan leaders and Iraq leaders. He has them right under the tip of his fingers, my friend. They can't do anything except it's ordained of the Lord. You believe that, Pastor? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know that the Lord is some things maybe the Lord doesn't ordain, but he permits. He does. He permits things to happen, my friend. But it's all based on his economy, on the economy of God. Oh, I wish we could just, if you'd ever get to where you just believe that, where you believed it, my friend, if you give God the glory, when things happen that you're not so happy with, give God the glory. Someone told me not long ago, he said, well, everything that happens comes from above. And I thought much about that. That's true. Did you know that? But listen. I want us to go back and look at that family. God moved through them to preserve his future leaders. You know, it's a marvelous thing, even in this day that we live in, you and I. And even in this day, crime of every type is rampant. Oh, my friend, I've never seen as much killing and child killing and family. A man come in and shoot his wife and 3 children and kill himself. And just one thing after another. One man went into his home and molested his family and cut one of his children's head off. My friend, we haven't heard those things. That didn't happen back when we were children. No. Listen. When the average home is nothing but a wreck, and you will find a home here and a hope here and there that's godly. Now, that's control and fashion right now after the Word of God. Once in a while, you will find a home like that. And I praise the Lord for it, that this ministry the Lord's given us, the Lord saved one here and one there and made homes over, given the father responsibility to bring his children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, like the Bible says. And instead of having a bunch of heathens like we got out there now, school teachers are afraid to go to their class and those kind of things. Women are afraid to walk the streets at night now. Don't do it. I tell my folks, don't do that. Be careful, friend. Be careful, ladies. Don't go out there and walk in the streets after dark. But see, old Trailblazer was born in the country and raised back here many years ago. Everything, we didn't lock our doors. We never locked our doors. We lived in the country, in an old country house. We never even had a front door that had a lock on it. Didn't have no lock on it. And we never locked a vehicle or nothing. Of course, nobody wouldn't have wanted it. Our old vehicle is so old and crepit. But I'm just making fun maybe a little bit. But we didn't have to worry about anything, my friend. The children could go out at night, go to a ball game, or go back into a picture show. My brother and I would ride a bicycle 2 or 3 miles to go to a picture show back there in the summer. Made a little money picking strawberries, and my dad let us go. We didn't worry about anybody molesting us or having any problem with us. But that's all gone, my friend. But now, the average home, nothing but a wreck. And you'll find one home here and there. Folks, trust the Lord. Exemplify the grace of God. I praise the Lord for it. And you know, the old Trailblazer, time gets away so quickly, don't we? We're studying the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we've come down now where we're looking at the faith of Moses' family, his mother and dad. And I wish you would write me, let me hear from you, and tell me that you're listening. Tell me that you want to help me with this broadcast. We're going on some new station now. We need a little help. And if you could, I appreciate it. And now, if not, you could pray for us. Pray for our folks here who are sick. I have many folks in my congregation that are sick. Some of them not going to get well. And the old Trailblazer's doing the best he can, getting along, praising the Lord. And you come see me if you can. Come sit down and drink coffee with me. If I can't come see you, you come see me. And then, remember, our website, radiomission.org. You can go there and find much, much about the old Trailblazer. You can see the studies that have not been aired yet. You can go ahead and air them on your computer. And then remember my mailing address, Radio Missions or the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.